So Dr. Clayton, two of our members have asked, Dr. Kishore, one of our members from Albany, New York, says that he has used cyproheptadine for antidepressant-induced sexual dysfunction, but he's not sure that there's any research support for it. And Joan King, CRNP from Doylestown, Pennsylvania, says that she has used cyproheptadine 4 milligrams, which is effective for about half of the women patients she sees, you know, for antidepressant-induced sexual dysfunction, both for decreased libido and anorgasmia in her clinical experience. Mm-hmm. So is cyproheptadine something you use or you would recommend for our listeners?
So I haven't used cyproheptadine in a while because we've had other potential options emerging. But there are data from the past suggesting that that dose may be effective for some people. If you just take it as needed, though, before sexual activity, then it's probably not going to do a lot to help desire, although there certainly is a placebo effect that might occur.
Yeah.
The biggest problem with it is that it makes people sedated, and we literally had people falling asleep before they even had sex.
So they took the cyproheptadine a few hours before their like planned sexual activity and fell asleep. That's probably not a good thing.
And there's also the concern that it works against the antidepressant and can reverse those effects on serotonin.
Because it's an antihistamine as well as a serotonin receptor antagonist.
That's correct.
So, okay. So maybe sometimes, like as a PRN in an mm-hmm. occasional patient, but this is not a high-yield option, that is that correct? Like that, not
just
for
because
like
the
a
adverse effects.
Because of the tolerability problem.
Right.
But maybe occasionally as a PRN for some people.
Right.
Can we just directly go into another question that's about Joachim Bean? So Dr. Maya Jalbert, one of our members from Montreal, Canada, you know, again, is very concerned, like many people wrote in about medications that can be used for women. And she says that, I remember many years ago, there was the possibility of Joachim Bean. And is this still an option and how efficacious is it?
So it's true, the studies are relatively old and they were mostly from men. The dose is 5.4 milligrams, and some people, again, take it just prior to sexual activity, and then some people take it 3 times a day consistently. The effectiveness is not totally clear, but it did appear to be effective in men, and we have used it in women. One of the problems with it is that a number of people got anxiety, significant anxiety when taking it.
Right, it's very activating.
Yes.
So again, similar to cyproheptadine, you know, maybe of some benefit, but the adverse effects probably make it harder to use it. So in the next clip, Dr. Clayton, I want to ask you about complementary and alternative treatments for sexual dysfunction.